Chessie, France, AP, a cutting-edge nighttime show at Disneyland Paris featuring lasers used at the Paris Games is heralding a bold new chapter for Europe's most visited theme park, as a raft of ambitious developments comes to fruition under a €2 billion, $2.05 billion, expansion plan. The overhaul includes the completed revamp of the luxury Disneyland Hotel, the upcoming renaming and doubling in size of Walt Disney Studios Park, and the much-anticipated arrival of the world of Frozen and a first-of-its-kind The Lion King Land, cementing the resort's gains after the wilderness years for theme parks during the pandemic. Disney Tales of Magic. Disney Tales of Magic, an immersive 20-minute spectacle blending mind-boggling drones, synchronized fountains, high-definition projections and ultra-bright lasers, was unveiled this month, wowing crowds. The show's standout feature, ultra-bright lasers, has been used only once before, at the Paris 2024 Olympics at the Eiffel Tower during the iconic opening ceremony featuring a performance by Celine Dion. The lasers, which travel 23 miles, 37 kilometers, deliver extraordinary power while remaining safe near crowds. The Paris Olympics used it first. But we saw it first, said Dana Harrell, executive entertainment director at Disneyland Paris. Featuring Disney and Pixar tales brought to life amid drone-made 3D figures dazzling the night sky, synchronized fountains and a 100-piece orchestra, the show is elevated further by the original anthem, Live in Magic. Audiences of any age have been awestruck. It's marvelous. We've never seen such a beautiful light show, said Sasha Tellier, a 33-year-old mother visiting with her family. It gave me goosebumps, added Nathan Ruiz, a graphic designer from Madrid. The combination of music, lights, and the drones felt like pure magic. I've been to Disney before, but this show is on another level. For the very first time, not only will we be projecting onto Sleeping Beauty's castle, but also Main Street USA, said Tim Lutkin, artistic director of the production, referring to the park's main commercial artery lined with boutiques and merchandise. The spectacle also reflects Disney's storytelling evolution. Lutkin noted the shift from classic ballgown tales to modern narratives like Encanto and Inside Out 2, which delve into deeper themes such as anxiety and depression. The level of the latter's box office success, Lutkin said, was a big surprise for everybody. It was an indicator the world and its relationship with Disney are ready to embrace more complex stories. This shift is mirrored in the show's selection of movies, spanning Disney's timeless classics and emotionally resonant modern hits. Disney Adventure World. At the heart of Disneyland Paris's expansion is the transformation of Walt Disney Studios Park, doubling in size and reimagined as Disney Adventure World. Opening in spring 2025, a new park entrance, World Premiere, will greet visitors with the glamour of a Hollywood film premiere, leading them into immersive themed areas. These projects reflect our commitment to innovation and storytelling, said Natasha Rafalski, head of Disneyland Paris, adding that they will further strengthen it as Europe's top tourist destination. Already Europe's most visited theme park and France's top tourist attraction outdrawing the Louvre, Disneyland Paris welcomed over 10 million visitors in 2023. The expansion includes two eagerly awaited themed lands. The World of Frozen, debuting in 2026, will transport guests to Arendelle with a central lake hosting water performances and the Frozen Ever After boat ride, alongside themed dining, shopping, and accommodations. Meanwhile, the Lion King Land will bring the Pride Lands to life with a log flume cascading from Pride Rock and encounters with beloved characters like Simba and Timon. Life after the pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic delivered one of the toughest challenges to Disneyland Paris, as with all resort parks around the world, forcing an 8-month closure in 2020 and another in 2021. But Disney doubled down. The ongoing €2 billion expansion is part of a $60 billion global investment announced in September 2023, aiming to redefine Disney parks, cruises and attractions over the next decade. A centerpiece of the Paris overhaul is the revamped Disneyland Hotel, with suites themed around classic Disney royalty. Birth and evolution. Disneyland Paris opened in 1992 under its original name, Euro Disney Resort. Situated just outside Paris in Marne-la-Vallée, it marked Disney's first foray into Europe. However, the park's early years were fraught with challenges, including cultural missteps, financial struggles, and lower-than-expected visitor numbers. Critics in France derided it as an American cultural invasion, dubbing it a cultural Chernobyl. To reverse its fortunes, the park underwent significant rebranding, changing its name to Disneyland Paris in 1994 to emphasize its French location and connection to the capital. Over time, strategic changes, including the addition of new attractions and a shift in marketing, helped the resort recover. It is now a cornerstone of Disney's global operations. Thomas Adamson, The Associated Press.